8:26 with Alan, Mike, and Mary. We give you three scoops a day. It's time for a local scoop brought to us by Columbia Dental. And we say Happy New Year and welcome to Andy Fleischman, who is from Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. And before we talk about January being Mentoring Month, I have to say thanks, Andy, because you had Rebecca Frankel as a guest on our show, a friend of yours who was an author, a New York Times bestselling author, and the book was Into the Woods. And I read that while I was on vacation, and I sent her an email. What a great book. What an amazing story about the Laz family, you know, the family behind parking around the Hartford and West Hartford area.
Oh, no kidding.
Amazing. So thanks for that recommendation. I appreciate it, pal. How are you?
I'm good. And thank you so much for having Rebecca on. She was my intern in my office at the state legislature in the late 90s when she was in high school. And she went on to become an editor at Foreign Policy Magazine, then a great author in Into the Forest. Is really an extraordinary book. You wouldn't believe that people could go through everything that the Wazowski and other families went through and come to America and be regular, successful people after what they'd been through. So thank you so much for having her.
100% correct. Yeah, now think about that, living in the woods, in the forest, under 10 degrees or 10 below zero. That's the hard part. The easy part is mentoring. And here we are, National Mentoring Month, and I mean, if you're an empty nester and your son or your daughter just went off to school and you're sitting around saying, man, I miss them so much.
Just tossing the ball around.
Yeah. This is a perfect opportunity for you to get involved with Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters because mentors are needed.
Indeed. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people are under the impression, oh, the world is so different with COVID and what can I do? Obviously, I can't meet with a child, but we have set up systems where any program that you're in for mentoring, if we're at a point when people are not meeting face-to-face, you can meet virtually. We have a whole sort of program that we've created to give you guidance and things to talk about and great activities and crafts and things that you can do with a child virtually if you're not meeting face-to-face. So, and then, of course, as most people are aware, this is a tough time. A lot of kids are feeling isolated, so it's a particularly good time for folks to step up and get involved.
So what's the need right now? I mean, do you need more mentoring brothers, mentoring sisters? How much is the need? How many are you looking for this month?
So as is typically the case, we are in greater need of men than women right now.
Okay.
Because if I did a call with you where I said we only need men, we would still typically hear from more women than men just because of the sort of response we typically get. And we are in particular need of men from diverse backgrounds because we have incredibly diverse kids. So if you're Black or West Indian or Latinx, you know, it's particularly helpful if you decide to step up. But we need everybody. We do have a waiting list of a couple hundred kids at this point. So people who step up in general are going to be welcomed and thanked and matched with the child.
We have a coworker, Lisa, who is a big sister,
yes,
and she
is.
Does all kinds of great things. What kind of stuff, you know, if somebody's thinking about it and they're like, well, I'm not sure if I can manage that, what is expected of someone who does sign up to be a big brother or a big sister?
A great question. So we just asked that people be ready to commit 6 to 10 hours a month, which is basically setting aside 3 or 4 times during the month, say once a week, where you're going to have some dedicated time for a child. So during normal times, that means maybe you're going out to a ball game or to, you know, throw a ball in a local park or
hike.
Just going for a walk or for a meal, a hike. Yeah, just any activity. I mean, if you've ever spent time with a kid, you know that you may assume that you're going to get together for an hour, and things typically stretch to a couple hours. So just, you know, 3 or 4 visits a month with a child. And, you know, it matters less what you are doing than the fact that the time is focused on that child, that you're doing it with that child and that you're there for them. We have a lot of kids who come from pretty big families who feel like maybe they don't get quite as much personal attention as they would like. They have some competition from brothers or sisters. And so for them to realize that there's an adult who's there just for them, who cares about them, and who is focused on what they're doing, it makes a huge difference.
Right.
Month of January is National Mentoring Month, and we've got Andy Fleischman on from Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. And I think the scariest part for somebody wanting to jump in as a big brother or a big sister is thinking that all the ideas and all the things have to fall on them. But you guys have really good resources for the big
great
brothers
point.
And big sisters, right?
Absolutely. So we have lots of great community partners who say, hey, we've got extra tickets to the ballet. We've got extra tickets to UConn men's basketball, UConn women's basketball. We've got tickets to the premiere of this Disney film. And we say yes to all those partners and accept tickets and free entry and so forth. And then we have great bigs and littles going off to all these different events. So we have those offerings multiple times every month. And then we also have great sort of online activities and tours and things that we provide as well. So it's not on you to come up with everything. You're absolutely right.
All right, Andy. So for somebody that would like to get involved and volunteer or get more information on being a big brother or big sister with Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters, how can they go about doing that?
The easiest thing is probably just to go to our website, nbbbs.org. That's nbbbs.org. And there's a big green volunteer button, and you click there, and it tells you what to do. If you're listening and you're a family with a child who you think might benefit from the program, there's something there for you to enroll your child as well. So it's really not hard to do. If you get to the website, it's pretty self-evident.
Always a pleasure catching up with you. Happy New Year, Andy Fleischman.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on, and best wishes for a happy, healthy 2022.